Welcome to episode 37 of the Holly Springs Deep Dive Podcast. I hope you are well. This week, hear all about the Holly Springs Angel Fund, which awards grants to businesses affected by the pandemic. We'll find out how it came about, how to apply for it, how to support it, and more, straight from the Holly Springs Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Shantae Picard and Board Chair Justin Sellers, whose day job is as Commissioner of the Coastal Plain League. This episode was made possible without sponsor breaks by an anonymous patron. Thank you for allowing me to continue the work of this podcast. Okay, let's dive in. I am so pleased to be here via social distancing with two friends of the podcast you've already heard from, Justin Sellers, who is the chair of the Holly Springs Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors and the commissioner for the Coastal Plain League. Welcome, Justin.
Hey, Karen. Great to be here as always. Appreciate all you do.
Thank you. And I'm also here with Shantae Picard, who is the executive director of the Holly Springs Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Shantae.
Hi, Karen. Thanks so much. We're so happy to be here.
What we're going to talk about today is a neat initiative that the Chamber is doing to help support businesses in Holly Springs during the COVID-related shutdown. It's called the Angel Fund. Can you, I'm not sure which one of you I should direct this to, can one of you give us a little background about what the Angel Fund is and what its purpose is?
Holly Springs Chamber Foundation Angel Fund is a co-created initiative that came to mind when we were thinking about the immediate need for relief, economic relief that was COVID-19 related, and ways that could be almost immediately injected back into our small business community. We go into a little bit more detail in the information packet that explains the plight of a small business and what are some of the challenges they may face, and then unprecedented challenge this year with the unforeseen foe of COVID-19 and unprecedented impact that it has seen in a brief period of time. Just a team of people coming together and thinking of an initiative that would, again, really inject back into the small business community for that immediate relief. And it's been a great support system since. And Justin, anything you'd like to add to that as well?
Yeah, you know, it's been... It's tough times. Everybody right now is having to tread water as best they can. And our small businesses are obviously ones that are impacted the most by these things and don't necessarily have the resources or support system in place like, you know, franchise business models and such. So for us, it was how can we come together as a community, and especially one that has just, you know, really in the last decade come onto the scene and started a new downtown recently this past year and continuing to grow that. But how can we add some life to what's going on right now and continue to try to keep people above water. So it's really about helping your fellow community business and trying to spark some optimism into what's going on right now with the COVID-19, you know, pandemic.
So what we're doing with the Angel Fund is aggregating donations. So individuals and businesses can, who aren't, you know, who have the money to spare, can donate money to the Angel Fund. And a committee of people goes over applications and makes grant awards based on the applications. And we've gotten a really high amount, I think, of donations already. Can you give us a ballpark of how much the fund has collected so far? Just a ballpark is fine. You don't have to give me a penny per penny kind of thing.
yeah, I'll go ahead and take this one, Shante. But so to date, we've raised a little over $20,000 for the Angel Fund. We had about 18,000 or so in our initial award grants that went out May 1. And so we're racking up for round two right now with donations coming in, as you said, from both individuals and other companies in our area that are community builders and mm-hmm. hoping to be able to do something similar come June 1 with our second round of awards.
Well, I was really excited at the amount of support the chamber has gotten from people and organizations who were willing to match donations. So any donation that comes in can have a triple, quadruple impact because of matching. I know that the town of Holly Springs was matching up to a certain amount. Can you, one of you, address all of the matching donations that are in effect?
It's humbling. It's amazing to see the support. And Justin touched upon our community and how much it has grown in the last decade. And the support being seen right now through something like this, it is so humbling again. And we're so grateful, first and foremost, for the initial match campaign that was contributed. It was through a unanimous vote by town council of the town of Holly Springs to come together and do a match dollar for dollar campaign of up to $15,000. It was truly incredible. And succeeding that would be another gracious donation from the Block on Main. For every individual or company that donates $100 or more to the Holly Springs Chamber Foundation Angel Fund, they would match up to $5,000.
And let me pause right there. Can I talk about one thing right quick?
Please.
The Block on Main is not even up and running yet. They have been hit with construction delays and site delays, and now this. But those John and Chris Harrell, who are behind the block, they are still supporting our community that way. I think that's remarkable. Anyway, go on.
Agreed.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Karen, no, I'm grateful that you interjected there because agreed. Seeing how important this town is and how all of these building blocks coming together to ensure the health and prosperity of our business community is remarkable. And following with the Block on Main's match campaign, My Computer Career has also offered a match campaign for every individual or company donating $100 or more, again, to the Holly Springs Chamber Foundation Angel Fund. Any individual or company that will donate $100 or more, they will then match up to $5,000. So it's been those right there, in addition to various donors, if I may add to that as well, residents of Holly Springs, various businesses that are also perhaps seeking that additional assistance, but see the importance of a community coming together and what this Angel Fund stands for Holly Springs. Unbelievable. So thank you so much for asking.
Yeah, that is, it's such a great way. I mean, the town could have just said, yeah, we'll donate $15,000, but instead, and, you know, My Computer Career and the Block on Main, they could have just said, yeah, I'll write you a check and boom, that's it. But they are framing it in such a way to encourage other people to donate too, because just because you don't have $15,000 or $5,000 or $150 to donate, that doesn't mean that your donation can't make an impact. I mean, $50, $25, you know, you can make a huge difference when a lot of people with a little bit of money to spare get together. And
it's a great point. It is a great point because a direct donation, again, for those that may not have the means that want to be able to do more, these match campaigns have enabled, depending on the dollar, to even up to quadruple the impact today.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
That's really nice. So $100 could turn into $400 of impact.
Correct.
That's great. What do people who want to get in on this, who want to donate, what should they do?
Justin, I'm going to go ahead and share the mic with you.
So the easiest thing would be is to go to the chamber website and click on the Chamber Foundation page off the menu
which
bar.
Is hollyspringschamber.org.
Yep. And thank you. And and then off of the Holly Springs Chamber Foundation page, there's a link to the Angel Fund where you can donate online. It also gives, you know, donate online via credit card. It also gives the information to mail a check to the chamber with regards to the Chamber Foundation Angel Fund. And so we can receive checks or we can receive credit cards. You know, it is a, because of the Chamber Foundation being a 501c3, it is, tax write-off, so to speak, as far as your donations go. It's really about looking at Holly Springs in the light that we have over the last decade or so. And, me and my company moved out here in 2009 and have seen tremendous growth and progressive leadership and whatnot. And that that lends itself to creating a community that everybody wants to be a part of. And, you know, more and more people that don't live in Holly Springs or don't work in Holly Springs are coming into Holly Springs to visit our businesses and such and what we've created. And so, it's, you know, it's a great deal of pride that we take in this and being able to assist those that are in need as best we can. You know, I wish we had gobs and gobs of money to where we could hand it out to everybody that's in need. But nevertheless, being able to do what we're able to do right now is still tremendous in the impact. And Shante was able to, you know, inform those award winners last week, and you know, just the heartfelt sincerity that went into all of it, I think really impacted both the receiving end, but also us on the giving end, and being able to be that bridge to show that there is support behind you, and for those that have not been awarded yet, you know, we are looking to continue that effort this month, and we're going to go as long as we can, month after month, as long as we can continue to raise funds. And so as the community, as the economy starts to open up more, you know, we're hopeful that those funds will keep coming in to where we can continue to help people that are in need.
Well, Holly Springs had really gotten some traction, and I swear the timing of this pandemic just sucks. I mean, I'm going to be frank. It's just the, you know, horrible. Of course, I don't know when a good time for a pandemic is, but we were really just getting rolling. One of the things that I have heard a lot is that how expensive it is to open a business in Holly Springs, particularly a brick and mortar. I've talk to my friend Erica Anderson, who is a commercial and residential real estate professional. She's a rock star. But anyway, she was telling me that new builds for commercial space can be $400,000, $500,000 and up. Leasing space, $20 to $26 and up per square foot. Plus, you know, shared maintenance costs. And my friend, Nicole DeMartinez, who with her husband owns Silver Lake Construction, they do upfits, commercial upfits. It can be, you know, 70 to 100 or 200 and up per square foot to upfit the space. Small, you know, brick and mortar places like Bless Your Heart and Pace Yourself and Gifted Boutique and Rapparee and Our Moments in Time and, you know, places like that had really just gotten going. And now this has happened. And those poor people are on the hook. I mean, a lot of times I think those brick and mortar places, and correct me if I'm wrong, but sometimes they have to put personal guarantees on these loans and things that they're taking out. So it impacts their, you know, not just their livelihood, you know, from day to day, but like their reputation, their credit score, all kinds of stuff. So there are major needs here for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're spot on in that analysis. I mean, the need is everywhere, and we don't dismiss that. We're very sympathetic to everybody that's going through this, and because it has not just affected small business, it's affected large business, but it's also affected brick and mortar versus non brick and mortar, and the difference with the brick and mortars is exactly what you said. It tends to be a higher level of risk and therefore higher level of debt. There's mortgages and rent that they have to pay. There's other costs that they've had to do, and sometimes in those cases they've had to make those personal guarantees, whether that's putting their house up or as collateral or their college funds or whatnot. And then on top of that, typically a brick and mortar has a staff, has employees outside of just the owners of the business. And so all of that factors in, and, again, not to dismiss the need being across the board, but when you're dealing with limited funds, you can only do so much, and the need is greater with identifying the bricks and mortar and trying to assist them out of this fund.
Mm-hmm. Well, so a lot of people who aren't chamber members, a lot of business owners who aren't chamber members may not even know about this. Are non-chamber members eligible to apply and to win these grants?
Absolutely. We want to help everybody that we possibly can. So this was not a time to draw a line and say you're either a chamber member or you're not. And if you're not, then you're not eligible for these funds. So yes, everybody is eligible that is a chamber member, not a chamber member. More specifically, it's non-franchise companies, it's small businesses that are located in Holly Springs that have a brick and mortar address, not home based, and that they have 50, less than 50 employees as the qualifying list goes for us to check off. But as far as non-members go, it is open for them. They are encouraged to apply along with chamber members. And this first go around that we just got done completing at the end of April for May 1, there were 10 grants that we were able to award in different denominations. And of those 10, I believe 8 were chamber members and 2 were non-chamber members. We were able to help from both sides as what we hoped to do in the original point.
Mm-hmm. So there's another round that's going to be awarded. What is the application deadline for that, and how would a business apply to be considered to win one of these grants?
So as Justin mentioned earlier in the podcast, the next round of grants to be awarded, we're targeting for June 1st. Therefore, we are requesting for small businesses that are located within the Holly Springs business community. We do have our applications that are available with any eligibility guidelines, any questions about the program. These applications, once completed for consideration, we have a deadline set for May 25th. That will give us an entire week to prepare for our targeted date of next round of grants, again, for June 1st. I believe Justin mentioned as well that this information can actually be found on hollyspringschamber.org/HollySpringsChamberFoundation. If you're on our webpage now, if you take a look at the About Us tab, about midway through that drop-down menu is the Holly Springs Chamber Foundation page. We encourage you and invite you to take a look, learn a little bit more about the Chamber Foundation. It is a, Justin mentioned earlier, 501c3 arm of the Holly Springs Chamber of Commerce. And some of the endeavors, purpose and mission behind the Chamber Foundation. And then just below that, there's discussion about the Holly Springs Chamber Foundation Angel Fund. You can learn a little bit more about the Angel Fund, the information packet, how to donate, and how to apply.
And I'll make sure to include links in the show notes, so it'll be pretty easy for people to find these things. I appreciate you guys sitting down with me, so much to tell people about this. Is there anything else you wanted listeners to know about this Angel Fund or other things that the Chamber is doing to support businesses here during this crisis?
First and foremost, we're all in this together. Just thank you so much for those that have lent words of encouragement, support for the Holly Springs business community. We're a strong community, and what it takes to come together and support one another, I've seen nothing like it. And it's an honor to be a part of this community. And again, we're all coming together, supporting each other, and this is something that we are looking to see each other through. With regard to other initiatives right now online, we have a campaign. It's called Make Every Day a Holly Day. And this campaign is geared towards chamber members that are giving back or doing good within the business community. Hashtag HollyDayNC. You can take a look on all of our four platforms right now, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn, where we're connecting the community with what chamber members are doing. Again, to get back and doing some good and support their fellow business community. So it's another initiative.
That's nice. And I know that the Chamber has been doing a lot of informational sessions, lunches, lunch and learns, and virtual things just to keep the business community connected. So I think that's very helpful too. I was a part of one the other day, and it was just nice seeing other people and, you know, knowing that they were there, you know, just being together, even if it was virtual.
Absolutely. It's important right now that we're continuing that connection, staying informative. It's also having the afternoons with ambassadors and, as you pointed out, those webinars. This is to help with that value of what you're receiving in not only in membership, but information that's poignant to right now. And also preparing us, setting us up for success as we're looking for the days, months, and even the year to come as a business community.
Well, I, for one, as a small business owner, as someone who is on the Chamber's Board of Directors, I value and appreciate, Shante, your leadership, and Justin, your leadership and forethought and caring about our community as much as you do. So thank you on behalf of everybody here, citizens, business owners alike. I really appreciate it. Thank you for doing this Angel Fund. Thank you for administering it. All of the extra time you're spending on the selection process, getting the application ready, all of it, because I know there's a ton of work behind all of these seemingly simple things.
Thank you, Karen. It's always a pleasure, and we appreciate all you do. And as Shante said, we're in this together, so we're going to get through it, but we'll be able to overcome this. So we'll do it together, and look forward to working with everybody, continuing as we move forward into the rest of 2020 and beyond.
Well, every time I hear we're all in this together, I can't help but think back to High School Musical, and I hear that song. It's embarrassing, but whatever.
I think that's one of Shante's favorite.
Oh, yeah. There we go. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Karen, so much for having us here.
Links mentioned in our chat are available in today's show notes. This episode was written, recorded, and produced by me, Karen Shore, with music by Doug Maxwell and MediaRite Productions. Be well, friends. Until next time.